This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIUC's interim chancellor laid out plans for the university's future while highlighting successes and challenges during last week's State of the University address. I sat down and talked with John Dunn about what's in store and what's at stake for today's WSIU In Focus.
I thought the session was good. I thought the tone, tenor, demeanor was very good. I think there are some information in there, though, that I hope that people are paying attention to aspirational kinds of things. For instance, with respect to our research, we need to be as a community, very proud of the fact that we are doing well. We are making a turn and moving in the right direction on research expenditures. That's important for the region, the university, etc. Is it possible that we could move from high research to very high research? Those two indicators or two measures, the metrics, are the number of PhDs that you award and also the what your research expenditure level is. And while we are certainly far behind the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, we could move up in our research expenditures and certainly a number of doctoral degrees, PhDs that we award. You take 5 years down the road. It could be there.
Dunn also talked about hiring additional faculty in the coming months. With declining enrollment, some question the need for more, but Dunn says there are strategic hires in areas of need.
Obviously, we're adding some new programs, but we also have faculty that, for a variety of reasons, choose to leave and to go elsewhere. Those positions need to be filled. In doing so, however, we need to be strategic, and I like that word that you used, strategic in the sense of where are those replacements going to be? Where are the areas, the hot areas, the areas that more and more both the students perceive as very important and valuable, but also critical in responding to corporate needs, the community needs in terms of professionals, and what are those areas? So I think the effort there is in the right direction, and I'm pleased about that.
That goes to nursing and the other programs that were just approved, that you'd obviously need faculty there, and the community needs those.
Right. Almost anything in the healthcare fields right now, we just can't get there fast enough. The other areas would be, take aviation, for example. You talk to anyone in the aviation industry, whether it's the people flying the planes, the people who are maintaining the planes, or even the people who are monitoring our systems, they know that we've got to have more people. And same is true, actually, in manufacturing, automotive in particular. And the level of sophistication that we offer here in terms of the training and the background, and very proud of that. I also want to hearken people to kind of be cognizant of some things that are happening with the humanities and social sciences. There's a lot of increasing discussion about give me some bright, talented, well-educated young people, and we'll do the rest when they come into our corporate structure or whatever that particular sector of the industry might be. And so, we've always had strong programs in those areas, and we need people who can communicate well, we need people who can write well, can present themselves. And so, those areas are extremely important as well. We don't want to lose sight of that.
But in order to need new faculty in those areas, you need more students. SIUC recently opened a window for potential students' application fees to be waived, something leaders say is bolstering the number of applications this year. Dunn says that's just part of the equation.
It's about yield. And we're working very, very hard. As I tried to emphasize yesterday, it's nice to have students who apply, and it's nice to have students that we admit they've met the standard. But that's not enough, and we have to work then very hard to make sure that we stay connected with those students, that we're reaching out to them. We have some strategies in place. We're asking our faculty to pick up the pen, do a little bit more of those personal notes, emails, social media, all of the things to let any prospective young student know, hey, this, you made a good choice. This is the right place for you, and we're not going to let you down. Okay, and so those efforts are well underway, and it's a lot of a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it all adds up into a winning package, and that's the goal.
Dunn says it's a long-term goal, something he and others will continue to work on in the months and years to come. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.